We are going to continue the hour by talking nonprofits. There are a lot of great local nonprofits in our area that do great work in our community. There are also great nonprofits in our area that do great work beyond our community, statewide, nationwide, and globally. And today we're going to focus on one of those nonprofits, an organization called Wine to Water, which is local but has a global reach. They provide clean water to more than a million people around the world across more than 50 different countries. And we're joined here in the studio by a couple of folks from Wine to Water to talk about the organization and how it works. Parmod Channa is the Chief Operating Officer and Ali Pezza is the Senior Development Manager for Wine to Water. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for hosting us. We really appreciate it.
So tell us about Wine to Water. What is the origin story? It's kind of a cool story of how it got started, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's an interesting story. So Wine to Water is a global NGO, as we were talking, and it's founded by Doc Handley, our CEO. And he started his career as a bartender in Boone. And by selling wine and playing music, he envisioned the idea of Wine to Water. And he was able to raise some money, and then he traveled to Sudan to install the water system. Mm-hmm. And that was in 2004. And then after that, it was never looking back. In 2007, he founded this Wine to Water. And now it has a global presence as we're talking. We have two offices in North Carolina, Chapel Hill and Boone being our head office, and our offices operating in Nepal, Tanzania, the Dominican Republic, and Colombia. You know?
So yeah. Five different continents. That's
and,
really cool.
But in addition to that, we are actively responding to the water crisis or the emergency response. Like our team just returned from Pakistan, you know, the flood situation in Pakistan. Florida was terrible, as we all know, and Jackson, Mississippi. So our team just returned for them. We are creating, saving life, providing clean water, helping them to, save life, human life, you know.
I love how this organization starts with one person who's just selling wine and turning it into one good project, then it builds and builds and builds from there. How many people work for and with Wine to Water now?
We have plus minus 30 in U.S. Okay. And plus minus 60 in our global offices, you know.
How did it come to be in Chapel Hill as well as Boone?
Yeah, so I am with the Wine to Water for 1 year, and I live in Chapel Hill, Durham area. Mm-hmm. And so my original job was in Boone and working remotely and hybrid situation, you know. And then I come from the background where I want to scale up all the nonprofit, all the organization. That's my background for the last 25 years. I was in Botswana, Africa for 20 years. Working with the president of the country and working with the Harvard School of Public Health in Africa over HIV and clinical trials, you know. And I moved to U.S. 10 years back, and then working with education, poverty eradication, and, you know, global initiatives. And then I got connected to Doc, and then there was never looking back, you know. So I came with the idea of growing up, scaling up, expanding our horizon. So we opened this, bought this Chapel Hill office a couple of months back, and we are also planning to open in California and many more locations.
Awesome. Wine to Water is the organization. WineToWater.org is the website. We're speaking with Parmod Channa, who's the Chief Operating Officer, Ali Pezza, also here, the Senior Development Manager. What is your role and how did you get connected with Wine to Water?
Yeah, so I got connected with Wine to Water in 2018. I actually was an intern and a waitress at the bar underneath Wine to Water. So I was paying my way through school. I knew I needed to get involved, and I really loved Wine to Water's mission. I never understood all the different global struggles. You know, I grew up in a household where I had a very American view of the world. And so when I went on my first service trip with Wine to Water, I fell in love with the work that we did. You know, our mission is to support life and dignity for all through the power of clean water. And we really speak to that. And so here I get to lead the Filter Bill program, which is a great outlet for people to get involved with Wine to Water without having to go to one of our international office locations, or if they want to host a gathering together. where it's an opportunity where people can come together, assemble some water filters, and work with us directly.
So just a perfect segue to the next question. What are the different things that Wine to Water currently does? You go to other countries in the world. You do a lot of work here locally as well. What are some of the things you do?
So we do a lot of emergency response, as Parmod was saying, where we get into countries where their water situations are impacting a large amount of people. Especially we saw it in Ukraine, where a lot of the water systems were specifically targeted so civilians would get pushed out. So we were able to send thousands of filtration kits there. We also focus on WASH, which is water access, filtration, plus the sanitation and hygiene education initiatives that come along with it. It's that full circle moment. And so for us in our international programs and offices, we do longstanding community water systems where we really partner with communities hand in hand, and they have an ownership of the water system that we're able to help provide.
And that's the work that you do globally. Locally, I know you do the filter builds. What are those?
So before Ellie came, mm-hmm. So Ellie is heading this. This is our flagship program, mm-hmm. and how we bring community, the company, the corporates together for their, as a part of their corporate social responsibility, and also as a networking event for the, and also enabling them or allowing them to contribute towards the global cause. Mm-hmm. So Ellie will talk about the program she's heading, and we are very proud of her and her team, how they're managing this program.
This is a way for local people to be a part of this without leaving Chapel Hill Carborough at all, right?
Absolutely. I think the hardest part for people to get involved, volunteer, or even partner with nonprofits is that they think it's going to take a lot of time and it's going to cost a lot of money, or they're going to have to fundraise a lot. But for Wine to Water, we're able to not only set people up to host their own fundraisers, gatherings, but we can actually help them host a filter build event. And what that entails is they get people together, they can watch an amazing informative video that takes them to Nepal, that takes them to Tanzania and the countries that we work in, to not only learn about the global water crisis, but then they get to put all the pieces and parts together that go into a water filtration system that we implement in the field that lasts for a family of about 10 to 12 over a decade. So that's giving the gift of clean water for a family for over 10 years. And it's an amazing way to get involved without having to fly to Nepal.
How long does it take to put one of these things together?
So if you like Legos and you grew up assembling Legos,
and
it
who
can
doesn't,
take you,
yeah.
right? It could take you about 10 minutes to put together. So just 10 minutes, that lasts 10 years.
If you don't like Legos, 15, 20?
15 minutes,
okay,
probably about 15
right.
minutes. And we're also able to provide virtual sessions where we can actually join your gathering, share more about who we are, what we do, and what your impact is going to make.
Parmod, what are some of the biggest accomplishments that Wine to Water has had? I know you mentioned several of the countries that they've been to already.
Yeah, we are definitely expanding. Mm-hmm. We want to become a much bigger company. And the goal is to save more lives, mm-hmm. to create more human impact, you know. And we also want to expand more on the Water for School program. And I want to tell you one small story on the Water for School program. We have an office in Nepal. I, along with my wife, went to inaugurate our program in Nepal a couple of months back. Remote location, no water, no electricity. You have to walk. The kids have to walk 4 miles to go to the nearest school, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's a middle school or the high school. So our company, you know, along with the government of Nepal, installed a water system, and this called One Tap, One Home. So more than 100 homes, we provided the one tap. And they celebrated it like they got the biggest lottery, or they won the biggest lottery of their life. Mm. Just to get a water access in their home. So the message is, you know, in US, you know, the kids don't appreciate, they don't know what is happening globally, no water, no electricity, no roads, no, like, so the message is, we also want to go deeply into the Water for School program, where we can connect children in America to children across the globe to understand what are the global problems, how they should appreciate all what we have in US, you know. So that's the theme. Also, in addition to a lot of program, we'll be working deeply into the Water for School program.
Speaking with Parmo Chanda and Ali Peza of Wine to Water. WineToWater.org is the website based out of Boone and Chapel Hill. Global reach, of course. And again, WineToWater.org is the website if you want to find out more. As we start to wrap up this conversation, if people are listening and they want to help out in any way, where can they go? What can they do?
I think the best place is to go to our website, and we have a form on there that you can fill out. Just a few questions, and we'll get back to you within less than 8 hours usually. And we love to help people, you know, cultivate small gatherings, especially through the holidays. Connecting with us is a really great way to give back.
Parmod, final word?
We are here to create impact, save more lives. So any donation, any contribution, any partnership will go a long way to save human lives. And, you know, we in Wine to Water believe every human being has a right to have a clean water. And we are an agent for that, and we want to help more people. But of course, we need more funding, more help to do this job, you know. Thank you. I appreciate you hosting us, and thank you.
Again, winetowater.org is the website. Go there and find out more. Parmod, Ali, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.